各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
这个礼拜是国庆日哈。
And this week is the Independence Week.
好，我们今天继续来看一系列的主题。上一次是在这个月初，是六月初的时候，跟大家分享从圣约来认识人跟神的关系。
So in the beginning of June, we were talking about the topic from the perspective of a holy covenant to understand the relationship between man and God.
在那次信息里面，我们提到亚当之约和挪亚之约。
In the past message, we were talking about the Adamic covenant and also the Noahic covenant.
为什么我们要来看神在圣经里面所立的约？跟我们今天的信仰的关系是什么
？Why do we have to take a look at the is there any similarity between the covenant established by God in the past with men with our current situation, our current spiritual situation?
常常旧约感觉离我们很远。
And maybe the Old Testament seems so far away from us.
我们可以明白耶稣基督在你我信仰中的地位。
Maybe we can understand the position of Jesus in our faith.
但是从圣经的旧约、新约的圣约当中，我们可以认识神更多。
However, from the Old Testament, the New Testament, from the Holy Covenants, we can understand God more.
为什么要有旧约？为什么要有新约
？Whether there's the Old Testament, whether there's New Testament.
我们慢慢道来。
And we're going to elaborate on it slowly.
今天我们要看两个约。
And today we're going to take a look at two covenants.
是亚伯拉罕之约和摩西之约。
The Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant.
当我们看约的时候，我们要看是谁领受这个约。
When we're looking at the covenant, we have to take a look at the receiver.
对象是谁？
Is the covenant bestowed to?
这约是什么样的约
？And what kind of covenants they are?
好，我们来复习一下。
So a brief review.
好，我们复习一下亚当之约。哈
，So take a look. Let's review the Adamic covenant.
神创造天地，创造人之后。
So after God's creation of the universe, of the heavens and the earth, and then also man.
他跟亚当。立了约。
And he established a covenant with Adam.
这个约里面提到人跟神的关系。
This covenant covers the relationship between man and God.
人跟受造物的关系。
The relationship between man and the creation.
人跟整个大地的关系。
And man and the earth.
这是我们上一次提到的，复习一下。
So we covered this last time and we're going to just review this.
人的关系是神是创造者。人是被造物。
We are the creation and God is the creator.
被造物跟创造者是不一样的。
And creation is different from its creator.
创造者有主权 over 被造物。
The creator has authority, has sovereignty over the creation.
被造的要顺服创造者。
The created has to obey the creator.
神一开始创造大地的时候，他就祝福了人。
And when God first created the earth, the world, he blessed the man.
当中没有咒诅。
And there was no curse.
第二个，人跟受造物的关系。
And second, the relationship between man and creation.
神创造亚当之后，创造了夏娃。
After God created Adam, he also created Eve.
他让夏娃跟亚当跟夏娃合为一体。
And he made them one flesh.
人跟大地的关系是和谐的。
There is harmony between man and the earth.
第三个是人与大地的关系。
And the third relationship is between man and the world, man and the land.
要人来管理大地。
And God gave the dominion of the land to man.
神要亚当为所有的种动物来命名。
And God commanded Adam to name all the animals.
但是到了创世纪第三章，我们知道亚当的堕落。
But when we come to the third chapter of Genesis, we saw the fall of Adam.
他陷入最终。
He fell into sin.
因此咒诅进了世界。
And this is when the curse came into the world.
亚当跟夏娃被赶出伊甸园。
And Adam and Eve, they were expelled out of the Garden of Eden.
神仍旧爱他们。
But God still loved them.
神不爱罪。
God does not love sin.
所以亚当之约是一个命令跟一个服从的一个约。
So, this, Adamic, covenant is a commitment and an obedient, a covenant.
很快的，这个是上一次我们有提到，为什么？因为神按照他的形象来造人。
God created a man in his own image.
是一个父子的一种关系。
This is a relationship just between father and son.
生命的源头在于神，不在人。
The source of life is from God and not from man.
亚当就像一个长子，神的长子的身份，神赋予他责任去管理大地。
And Adam is just like a firstborn and which is bestowed the authority from God to have dominion over the creation.
在一章创世纪一章28节，神就说他就赐福给他们。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, God blessed them.
人跟受造物的关系是第二个关系，在亚当之约里面。
In Adamic covenant, the second relationship is the relationship between man and creation.
人跟受造物都是从土而来的，从土做成的。
Just man and creation, they were made out of dust.
神认为亚当独居很孤单，所以为他创造了动物，还有很多在伊甸园里面可以吃的东西。
God said that Adam could be very lonely, so he created the beasts, the animals, and also a lot of the fruit for food in the Garden of Eden.
神也托付他的责任，我们刚刚提过。
And God also gave him responsibility and duty.
当时神创造夏娃是也认为亚当需要一个配偶。
And God also created Eve because he sees that Adam needs a helper.
这个配偶是有一个很重要的角色。
The spouse has a very a significant responsibility.
是来帮助亚当的。
Her role is as a helper to Adam.
他们两者是成为一体的。
And the two became one flesh.
人与大地是和谐的。
There is harmony between man and the world.
当罪进入世界以后，
However, when sin came into this world,
地就受咒诅。
And the land was cursed.
我们知道人类的第一个谋杀案就是亚当的长子把老二杀了。
And we know that the first murder that occurred in human history is when Adam's firstborn killed his younger brother.
该隐把亚伯给杀了。
Cain killed Abel.
所以罪就这样越来越大。
So sin grew and grew.
一直到后来神实在，神的公义没有办法再忍受人的这样的一个罪。
Until when God's judgment, when God's righteousness, His justice can no longer endure the sinful nature of man.
神就用洪水把整个世界给毁灭了。
And God destroyed the entire world with a deluge.
然后就有了挪亚之约。
And here came the Noahic covenant.
它记载在创世纪九章第九到十三节。
Which is recorded in chapter 9 of Genesis, verse 9 to 13.
挪亚之约是一个恩典之约。
Noahic covenant is a covenant of grace.
是神单方面的恩典临到挪亚。
It's when God's grace came upon Noah from one directionally.
我们之后会来提到神为什么会拣选这些人。
And later on, we're going to see why God has elected these people.
为什么拣选了挪亚，还有我们今天要提到的亚伯拉罕跟摩西。
Why he elected Noah, and also like Moses, Abraham and Moses that we're going to talk about later in the sermon.
在挪亚之约当中，
In the Noahic covenant,
地不再受咒诅。
The ground is no longer cursed.
神还掌权，神让这个地能够继续的再存活下去。
God still has the sovereignty and he sustained the land.
我们知道洪水来毁灭了所有，所以整个自然的状况都已经混乱。
We know that the deluge, the flood came and then destroyed everything.
但是在挪亚之约，神跟挪亚说，我会让这个世界恢复自然的秩序。
But God made this covenant with Noah that he said he's going to restore the order of the nature.
神再次赐福人类的昌盛跟繁荣。
Once again, God blessed human being, making them prosper and multiply.
神 还用彩虹之约跟挪亚立约说他将来不会再用洪水毁灭整个世界。
He also put a rainbow in the sky saying that he's no longer going, he will not, destroy the world with flood once again.
但是
However,
第四点说到凡属悖逆神旨意的必要受刑罚和咒诅。
It says that whoever disobeys God is going to be punished and be cursed.
所以从那时候开始，祝福人就在，可是咒诅从人的罪进到世界，到洪水毁灭，咒诅跟祝福这两个就一直存在。
So we still have the blessing. However, the curse has always been there since the creation, since the fall of man until the Noahic time.
我们今天要提的摩西之约就是咒诅跟祝福。
Today the Mosaic covenant is also about blessing and curse.
去年我们在查生命记。
So last year we were studying the book of Deuteronomy.
如果你记得的话，牧师常常在讲生命记的时候说到祝福跟咒诅是什么。
So when you were studying this, probably you still remember when the pastor was talking about what is the blessing, what is the curse.
是个选择。
It's a choice.
好，那我们今天就进到亚伯拉罕之约，这跟与地的关系哈是有点关联的。
So now today we're entering into the Abrahamic covenant, and this is the covenant about the land.
我们一起来读这三节经文，好吧
？So let's read together these three verses.
一到三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1-3.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。”叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人为福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上万族都要因你得福。好，这三节里面我 highlight 了几个重点。
So in these three verses, I have highlighted several main points.
神跟亚伯兰那时候还没有改名字叫亚伯拉罕。
At that time, Abraham hasn't been having his name changed to Abraham.
神要亚伯兰离开本地。
And God commanded Abraham to leave his old nation.
然后神在第二节说：“我必叫你成为大国。”
And in verse two, he said, "I will make of you a great nation."
然后成为别人的祝福。
And bless you and make you so that you will be a blessing to others.
第三节说，为你祝福的，我必赐福给他。
Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And him who dishonors you, I will curse.
地上万族都会因着亚伯拉罕得福。
And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这三节带出了亚伯拉罕之约。
So these three verses covers the Abrahamic covenant.
这个约是个应许之约。
This covenant is a promise, a covenant of promise.
挪亚之约是一个恩典之约。
The Noahic covenant is a covenant of grace.
什么是应许之约？
What is the covenant of promise?
神答应亚伯拉罕的事情。
God promised Abraham.
他答应了哪三个事情？我们来看。
What are the three things that he promised Abraham?
神应许了亚伯拉罕土地。
He promised Abraham land.
在创世纪十二章一节，上帝呼召亚伯拉罕里面的意思，神呼召亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔，就是他的家乡出来。
So God called Abraham out of the land of Ur, in Chaldea, which is his hometown.
到要他到神赐给他的一个应许之地。
To go to the land that God has promised him.
我们知道那个地是后来的迦南地。
And we know that later on it is called Canaan.
指向迦南之约。
And this is the covenant that's pointing to Canaan.
这个约我们没有时间特别谈到，这个约是在当以色列人出埃及进到迦南的时候，神跟 约书亚所立的约。
And this covenant of the land of Canaan is after they have after the Israelites has exited the wilderness, and then before they enter the Canaan, the covenant established between God and Joshua, which we don't have the time to cover it.
这块地是牛奶与蜜之地啊。
And this is the land flowing with milk and honey.
普通话不太好，对不起。好，第二个应许是对于他后裔的应许。
And then the second promise is a promise for the offspring.
上帝应许亚伯拉罕，他将造一个大国，是从亚伯拉罕而来的。
God promised that there will be a great nation coming out of Abraham.
所以是有一个国的概念。
And there is this concept of nation.
上帝应许列国列王将出于年迈的族长，就是亚伯拉罕。
And God promised that this elderly patriarch is going. There are kings and great kings coming out of him.
他带出大卫之约，我们下一次会来看。
And also as a secondary as a covenant out of that is a Davidic covenant that we are going to cover next time.
大卫是在以色列的王当中，我们知道。最有名的。
And he is David, as we all know, that he is the most famous of all the kings of Israel.
我们下一次在这个月底我再来分享的时候会讲到大卫之约。
At the end of this month, I'm going to share with you the Davidic covenant.
第三个亚伯拉罕之约就是祝福和救赎的应许。
And the third part is the promise of blessing and redemption.
神应许祝福亚伯拉罕以及地上从他而出的后裔。
And God is going to bless Abraham and also the offspring coming out of him.
这指到新约的弥赛亚之约。
Which is referring to the new covenant and also the messianic covenant.
虽然我们没有犹太人的血统。
Even though we don't have the genes, the blood of Israel.
但是我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But we are offspring of Abraham.
好，接下来我们就进到摩西之约。
Now let's enter the Mosaic Covenant.
摩西之约是一个律法之约。
Mosaic Covenant is a covenant of law.
律法之约是由两个 party 所定出来的约。
And the covenant of law is between two parties.
我们待会来看它的内容哈。
And so we're going to take a look at the content.
它的背景是在当摩西带着以色列人从埃及出来进迦南的时候，在西乃山神与以色列人所立的约。
When Moses took led the Israelites coming going out of Egypt and then into the wilderness, at Mount Sinai, God established the covenant with the Israelites.
我们再回顾一下哈，我刚忘了，亚当之约是神跟亚当所立的约。
So Adamic covenant is a covenant between God and Adam.
其实也是神跟全人类当时只有亚当夏娃两个人所立的约。
But it's also a covenant between God and an entire human race because Adam and Eve are the only two people there.
神跟挪亚所立的约叫做恩典之约，对象就是挪亚。
And then, when God established the covenant with Noah, the Noahic covenant, his object is Noah.
可是在神洪水把整个大地毁灭之前，神是给人有机会悔改。
Before he destroyed everything, before God destroyed everything, with the deluge, he actually gave us time, to repent.
但只有挪亚一家八口听了神的话。
However, only the eight people in Noah's family, they obeyed God.
到了亚伯拉罕，这个约就慢慢进到一个族群里面。
And coming to the time of Abraham, this covenant is narrowed down to a single nation.
在亚伯拉罕之约的时候是对于全，包括我刚讲到弥赛亚之约，包括你我都在当中的。
And the Abrahamic covenant covers all the covenants we talked about, including the Messianic covenant and including all of us.
进到摩西之约就只针对以色列人。
However, the Mosaic covenant is only towards the Israelites.
我们来看它的背景。
And let's take a look at the background.
出埃及记十九章四到六节，他这么说。
Exodus chapter 19:4-6.
我来读哈。我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带我归来。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
我在上面 highlight 了两句话，祭司的国度与和圣洁的国民。
So two verses are highlighted on the screen, which is the kingdom of priests and then the holy nation.
这个约当时所立是跟以色列人所立的约。
And this covenant was established between God and the Israelites.
这两句话在彼得前书我们都很熟悉的。
And if you are, we are also familiar with these phrases in 1 Peter.
律法之约目的是为了要有祭司的国度，让以色列人成为圣洁的国民。
And the purpose of the covenant of law is so that they're established a kingdom of priests and a nation, a holy nation that they can serve God.
到了新约，神要我们也是成为祭司的国度跟圣洁的国民。
And coming to the new covenant, God also wants us to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
新约的部分这个月底我们再来讨论。
And the new covenant we're going to cover discuss on the end of this month.
好，我们回头来看十诫，大家都很熟。
And let's take a look at the Ten Commandments, which I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with.
我们就不来读，我们来看上面所 highlight 的。
So we're not going to read, but we're going to focus on highlights.
十诫是摩西带着以色列人出埃及，在西乃山，或又叫何烈山。神对摩西所颁下以色列人的一个律法。
The Ten Commandments is when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. And then God gave them the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. The Ten Commandments God gave to the Israelites.
这十个诫命好像离我们很远。
These Ten Commandments seem to be so far away from us.
好像只是给以色列人了。
Maybe they seem to be only bestowed to the Israelites.
其实不然哈，到新约的时候，耶稣把它再阐述一遍，而且讲得更完全。
However, this is not the case because in the New Covenant time, Jesus elaborated again, repeated again, in more detail.
这个十个诫前四个诫是神跟以色列人的关系。
The first four commandments, in the Ten Commandments, it defines the relationship between God and the Israelites.
这四个关系今天仍旧存在你跟神的关系。
And these four relationships still exist between you and God.
后面有六个诫是人跟人的关系。
And then the latter six commandments defines the relationship between man and man.
我们来看这个前四个诫跟神的关系是什么。
Let's take a look at the first four commandments, the relationship between man and God.
第一个在第七节说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
In verse 7, you shall have no other gods before me.
只有一位真神。
There is only one true God.
我们只能跟这位真神有一个关系。
And we can only have this one relationship with this one true God.
换句话说，你不能拜很多神。
In other words, you cannot worship other gods.
在新约里面说，你不能拜神也拜马门，对吧？
So in the New Testament, it is said that you cannot worship both God and Mammon.
那个年轻的官就放不下他的财富。
This rich young ruler cannot forsake his earthly wealth.
我们年初的时候读马可福音，有读到这位年轻的少年官。
So when we were reading the Gospel of Mark, we read about this rich young ruler.
第二个说不可拜偶像。
And then the second is that you shall not make yourself any idols.
在以赛亚书里面神说没有什么可以能够来与神相比的。
In the book of Isaiah, he says that there's nothing that's comparable to God.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
不是用一个形象能够把他给框住的。
You cannot define him within any image.
所以拜偶像不管在哪里，我们在台湾在国内很多都是，这些都是十诫所第二诫里面所不允许的。
And worshipping idols, whether in Taiwan or in mainland China, these are strictly forbidden in the Ten Commandments, in the second commandment of the Ten.
除了不可拜偶像之外，神说你要爱我，守我的诫命。
And in addition to not bow down yourself before any carved image, God also says that you have to obey, you have to love me and obey my commandments.
他教师已经帮我翻译了。他里面有讲到你我必哈，他有讲到我必的部分，就是这个约是两边的，很明显的，你一定要做这个，我一定会怎么样啊
？And so there is this I shall, I will, I'm and so this is like trying to say there's certainty in this covenant.
所以不像应许之约是神单方应许就会成全，这个是必须人。以色列人必须要做到一些。
This is not just like one directional, but also like two directional. The Israelites have to do it.
接下来说不可妄称耶和华你的神的名。
And the next one is you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
第四个跟神的约是守安息日。
And then the fourth commandment it says, you shall observe the Sabbath day.
好，我们接下来看人跟人的关系，我会把我们到新约的时候，我会再一次把十诫再拿出来讲，用耶稣的解释来说。
And so let's continue with the letter six commandments, talking about the relationship between men and men. Also in the New Testament part, I'm going to cover more in from Jesus' perspective how we are going to take a look at the Ten Commandments.
在这个 PowerPoint 上面讲到六个约是人跟人的关系。
The six commandments on this slide talks about the relationship between men and men.
第一个要孝敬父母。
To honor your parents.
不可杀人。
Thou shalt not murder.
不可奸淫。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可作假见证。
Thou shalt not
陷害人。
Bear false witness.
不可贪恋人的妻子。
Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife.
这几个约在新约里面耶稣的讲道当中耶稣更详细了阐述他的经历。
In the New Testament, when Jesus was preaching, he elaborates more in more detail about these commandments.
当时的十诫就被刻在两个石板上面，如果你记得我们看电影啊。
And then these commandments were carved onto two tablets, if you still remember the movie, The Ten Commandments.
后来这两个石板就变成放在约柜里面。
And these two tablets were placed in the Ark of Covenant.
所以在生命记里面，我们知道律法书是创出立民生这五本书。
So, coming to Deuteronomy, we know the Pentateuch is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Good job. 他把五本书都读出来。所以这五本书里面就是在旧约所谓的律法书 Torah。
And then these are the Torah in the Old Testament, the Pentateuch.
我们在讲到旧约的时候一般就是 refer 到这五本书。
When we were talking about the Old Testament, we were referring to these five books.
在生命记里面
In Deuteronomy.
五章十六到二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 16 to 22.
对不起。那个生命记十一章哈，二十六到二十九节，对不起。
Deuteronomy 11:26-29.
这里面就讲到祝福跟咒诅。
So it's talking about the blessings and the curse.
他说：“看啊，我今日将祝福与咒诅的话都陈明在你们面前，你们若听从耶和华，你们神的诫命啊。”听从耶和华就是遵守神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你们的就必蒙福。你们若不听从耶和华，不听从不行神的诫命的话，偏离我今日所吩咐你们的道， 去侍奉你们素来所不认识别的神，就必受祸。即至耶和华你的神领你进入要去得为业的那地，你就要将祝福的话陈明在基利心上，基利心山上，将咒诅的话陈明在以巴路山上。
See, I'm setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Then turn aside from the way that I am commanding you today to go after other gods that you have not known. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, you shall set the blessing on Mount of Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal.
所以在这里你看到有一个选择在当中。
So you see this choice.
在耶利米书，耶利米有这样的预言。
So in book of Jeremiah, there comes the prophets of Jeremiah.
在当时出埃及西乃山的石阶是刻在两个石板上。
So the covenant, the Ten Commandments were carved, engraved on the two tablets.
但神启示了耶利米在耶利米书31章的31到34节。
However, when God revealed to Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
他说耶和华说日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke.Though I was their husband, declares the Lord, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
原来的十诫是刻在石板。
The Ten Commandments, they were engraved on the tablets.
耶利米在这里说，将来神在大讲的时候，说将来神会把这个新的约放在写在他们的心上。
However, Jeremiah said that in the future that there will be a day that the covenants of God will be engraved on their hearts.
这个新约就是旧约一直指向的弥赛亚之约。
And this new covenant is pointing to the Messiah.
律法让我们知罪。
The law is making, is revealing our sins to us.
但律法没办法让我们称义。
However, the law cannot justify us.
唯一让我们能够称义的是信心。
The only thing that can justify us is faith.
最后两个 slide, 我们来看看今天立约这些人他们的信心是什么。
So let's take a look at those people about their faith.
全写在希伯来书第十一章。
It is written in Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书刚开始在讲到主耶稣基督，明德一直都在分享耶稣基督在希伯来书里面所讲到的，他是我们的中保，他是圣约中的中保，他是我们最美好的祭物。
And the Hebrews started with Jesus Christ, and Brother Minda has been talking about that. He is our mediator of the new covenant, and he is our the perfect sacrifice.
在希伯来书十一章第七节讲到挪亚，他说挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
So in verse 7, it's talking about Noah. By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events yet unseen, in reverence fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world that because, and became an heir of righteousness that comes by faith.
因信称义的概念在挪亚那时候就有了。
So, justification by faith, this concept started with Noah.
第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得着伟业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。十七节，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was received as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him for the same, promise. 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, that he would be that he would receive the promise was an act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac will offspring be named.
所以亚伯拉罕是很有趣的一个人哈。
So Abraham is a very interesting person.
你想想你现在像我这个年纪。
So just think about me, like for example,
快要退休了。
Almost retired.
不是已经退休了。
Or kind of retired.
亚伯拉罕那个时候的年纪比我还大。
And Abraham was actually older than.
他很有钱的哈。
And he was very wealthy.
神忽然呼召临到他。
So God's calling suddenly was upon him.
要他离开本家，然后到神要他去的地方。
And he commanded him to leave his own nation, own homeland, and to go to a land that he commanded him to.
我想想我自己。
So just think about myself.
好麻烦呢。
This is such a lot of hustle.
我得把房子卖了。
I have to sell my house.
我得跟你们道别。
I have to say goodbye to you.
我们看到亚伯拉罕丝毫没有犹豫，他甚至连他开始巴营要走去哪里他都还不知道，他就准备好。
However, we see no reservation from Abraham. He's willing to set out to go.
接下来
Not knowing where he's going to.
接下来他的妻子撒拉年纪很大了，神应许他会有一个儿子。
And not only this, but his wife Sarah, she is very elderly as well, but God promised them to have a son.
好不容易有个儿子。
And finally, with some difficulty, they had a son.
当中他等待的时候犯了错，就先不讲。
He made some mistakes in the process, and we're not going to cover that today.
乖乖。
What?
怪怪。
Oh, 怪怪。Kind of strange.
Stranger, 他有了这个独生儿子，神既然要叫他把他的儿子献上。
And now he has his only one son, and God asked him, commanded him to offer him.
换了我大概要抓狂了，对不对？
If I were him, I would be desperate.
他就带着他的儿子，让他儿子背着要到祭坛的一些柴火。跟着他上了山。
However, he took his son, and his son was carrying the firewood going up to the mountain.
可是他心里相信一件事情啊，在
However, in his heart he believed one thing.
在这一章里面后面有讲到，他相信如果他真的献了以撒，神可以让以撒活过来。
He believed that even if he is going to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, God is going to raise him from the dead.
因此我们称亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And that's why we call him the father of faith.
神应许亚伯拉罕的事情。
The promise that God gave to Abraham.
没有一件事情他活的时候看到。
He saw no promise accomplished before his death.
他有没有看到万国？
He didn't see all nations.
他没有看到万族。
He didn't see all people.
他没有看到。
He didn't see anything.
希伯来书第十一章第一章第一节讲什么？
What is the verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11?
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
好，我们要快一点，最后一章了哈。摩西。 摩西也是一个信心的伟人。
And he is also a giant of faith.
我们知道他活在皇宫里面，他其实是法老的儿子，被领养的，被领养的。
He was living in the palace. He was actually the adopted son of Pharaoh.
他可以过荣华富贵的生活。
He could live a very comfortable life.
可是他不愿，我这边把他用紫色指出来，不肯不愿。
However, he's not willing. He's not willing.
他做了选择。
And he made the choice.
他选择相信神。
He chose to believe in God.
神要他把以色列人带回到迦南地。
And God has commanded him to lead the Israelites to the land of Canaan.
这个过程其实很煎熬，你可以相信，你可以想象他他在皇宫活到40岁。
This is actually a very difficult process. Just imagine, like, he lived in the palace until he's 40.
神把他丢到旷野40年预备他把以色列人带出来。
And God has placed him in the wilderness for 40 years, preparing him for the job.
带了100多万、200万的以色列人离开了埃及。
And taking almost 2 million Israelites exiting the land of Egypt.
本来是一个月左右走得到的地方。
A month's journey.
走了40年。
They took 40 years.
我是摩西，我疯了。
If I were Moses, I would go mad.
更疯的是他最后连迦南也没进去。
And the worst thing is that he even didn't have the chance to go to Canaan, to enter the land of Canaan.
可是你知道他对神的心。
However, he has faith in God.
当他知道他没有办法进迦南的时候，
When he knew that he was not able to go enter into the land of Canaan,
他把生命记再次跟下一代要进迦南的人讲清楚。
He once again talked to the next generation about Deuteronomy.
生命记就是重生的意思。
Deuteronomy is to give the law once again.
把之前再讲一遍。
And to repeat it again.
我进不了迦南。
I am not able to go
into Canaan. 神托我的。
But God has commanded me.
我忠心到底。
And I'm going to be faithful to the end.
我们来看这些约的时候，我们也看到信心的重要。
When we look at these covenants, we see the importance of faith.
我们也看到神的救恩有他的步调。
And we see the step-by-step of the salvation of God.
我们下一次要来看大约，大卫之约。
Next time, we're going to take a look at the Davidic covenant.
还有最后弥赛亚耶稣之约。
And also, the Messianic covenant.
好，我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们知道你不是今天在我们当中成为我们的主。其实你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you today is the Lord among us.
其实你是一位从亘古到永远不会变的一位主。
You are a God who is unchanging from beginning to the end.
你是旧约的主。
You are the God, you are the Lord of the Old Testament.
你也是新约的主。
And you are the Lord of the New Testament.
你更是我们末世的主。
And you are also the Lord of the end times.
当我们在看到这些旧约的故事的时候，
When we were looking at these stories of the old times,
再次提醒我们对你信心的重要。
We are reminded again the importance of faith to you.
愿我们都能够委身在你的国度当中。
May every one of us be able to commit in your kingdom.
成为你的器皿。
And be the vessel of you.
在这21世纪的时候。
In the 21st century.
能够成为主你福音的使者。
And we can be the ambassadors of your gospel.
能够活出你的见证来。
To live out your testimony.
帮助我们当我们在软弱的时候。
Help us when we are weak.
能够紧紧抓住你。
That we can hold fast onto you.
谢谢你赐下这么多好的榜样在我们当中。
I just thank you so much for giving us so many good examples among us.
还是将我们众弟兄姐妹孩子都交在你手里。
And we lift up us, brothers and sisters and our children to you.
愿你来坚固我们。
And may you care for us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.